Hello and welcome to the Unusual Stories podcast. I am your host, Wojciech Salski, and in these episodes I will share my writing as well as thoughts on different topics that come to me as I put a pen onto a page each day. At the end of each reading, I will offer you a little insight to my thoughts and a nudge of inspiration to look into your own life and hopefully entertain ideas of your own choosing. Although bricks, benches, and grains of sand are nothing but matter, one can find affinity to their nature when one paints them with the colors of friendships, experiences, and memories. The town was, as always, calm, quiet, homey. Cozy like a warm blanket thrown over one's shoulder on a cold winter day. A nourishing meal. A flashlight bright under the duvet. A quiet walk in the rain on a hot summer night. Child's giggle. Arriving for the weekend, the boy had many hopes and plans, all of which surrendered to the tenderness of the place he came to love and peace into the puzzle of his heart. All of which were only a faint glimmer of a sun in the ocean's glance. He met with his friends. 1, 2, 7, 13. He freshened his face, gulped a glass of water, realized that no water beats that from Scottish Highlands, filed an email, closed the laptop's screen. He went out. He was to meet for a walk, for some food, for drinks, a bonfire. In anticipation of it all, a few days before, he reached out to many of them. He felt the need to do so. Sometimes one can spot the difference in a space they once lived in, he thought upon arrival. Sometimes one cannot. Everyone holds their own belief about most of life's parts. Some are concerned with those, some with others. The boy's main concern was, is, and most likely will remain to be, with friendships, life's companions, people. He looked forward to seeing those faces greatly, to share a little more of what's most precious and most limiting to all of us, time. To spend the minutes, hours, days even, in the vicinity of his past, the beauty of their lives. In their homes, study spaces, ocean's shores. Whatever you may think of other people when you see them walking on the street in groups, laughing, talking, sulking, you're wrong. Your perception is wrong. It ain't the truth. For whatever you may hold dear, it is not the same for the person left and right from you. What that little seashore town meant for the boy was not what it meant for others, even for his friends. But without his friends, it may have not meant anything at all. The most comforting feeling one may have is often that which is difficult to describe. A feeling of being welcomed. You may know it from your home, from your pet, from your partner's warm embrace. Fuzzy fix of wonder. A friendly gesture in the world full of sadness. A flash of hope. It is that which each of us craves, even if they do not have enough courage to admit it. It is that which everyone deserves. Sometimes, however, it takes one to leave, to realize it. It takes one to know one. It takes a loss to know what was lost. But no matter what, one can get it. It's just a matter of an open hand, an asking. The boy felt that way with his companions, figures met on the road towards eternity, bystanders that did more than just stand, people who meant something, friends. To say that the trip was a wonderful one would be an understatement. But one has to say something. Sometimes words can only express so much, yet it is with words that one can express anything. It is a writer's greatest trouble. How to express the inexpressible, he pondered. How to make it sound better than the words may sound. Like a picture faintly resembling the nature of that picture, wording can only resemble that, which is worded only to an extent that language allows. You can strive and learn new vocabulary each day, Hell, you could probably even create some of your own vocabulary to make it work. But it would not be the same. It will never be the same. Nothing is. Nothing except the feeling, which one can simply feel when the time is right, when the wave is up, when the moment comes. And when it comes, savor it, appreciate it, bathe your ever-changing soul in it. Make it last. Make it fucking last. Because whatever the future may hold, there is only so much minutes in an hour, and so much hours in a day, and so many days in a year, and so many years in one's life before the time will come. And when it comes, dare to say no more than that. I have been graced by the presence of those who I hold dearly, and for that I am forever grateful. His mind pounced on the heart's expression and typed it up in haste. And whatever the future may hold, this statement will hold still. I am forever grateful for my friends, far or near. Thank you for listening to my story. This week I wanted to express the episode of gratitude and cherish the friendships that I've managed to keep up with the friends from uni, and not only uni, over the years. As you may hear from the story, it is very, very important for me to have those friendships, and I truly believe that our lives are sort of defined by what we give out to the world and what kind of relationships we manage to keep and cherish and work on every day, really. I think it's a bit of work, to be honest. And I would like to extend this episode to both family, friends and loved ones, and everyone around us that is, in a way, changing our lives, and ourselves are changing theirs. So first of all, let's get on that topic for a moment. I would like to explore this a bit further, because I've had some discussions early on, and I've also had last episode, which you can listen to after this one, that sort of touches on the idea of the attitude that we hold with people around us and maybe with the relationships that we create. And I would like to say that this is one of those things that I believe that genuinely means you have to work on it. If you want it, of course. If you don't need it, if you don't want it, then that's fair enough. But I believe that this is something you build and create every day. And saying that, I am also aware that some of my friendships from the longest, the earliest time of my life are special because of the fact that I don't need to work on them so much. So it depends, I guess. It's with some people you cannot see them for a prolonged time and be back and be okay. And with some people it needs to be worked on, maybe touching base every now and then, you know, making that call you wanted to do for so long, but life gets in the way. Because it does get in the way. Time is the only and the most limited resource we have, really. And if you think about it, every moment is just that moment. And the moment it passes, well, it's not gonna come back. And you're growing older. You may be at the beginning of the journey, at its very end, maybe in the middle. Who knows, you know, we could get hit by a bus tomorrow. And this is not to say it in a morbid way. I don't believe that thinking about death is something morbid. I think it's actually quite awakening and encouraging to take more and take more graciously from life. And in those moments that I've experienced back in Aberystwyth, and in the moments I'm experiencing right now as I'm about to depart from Edinburgh for my next adventure, I truly do feel that time is all I have, and I'm trying to make it work and make the most of it. So secondly, here I wanted to point out this paradox, let's say, of jumping to conclusions and trying to express things that are quite difficult to express. And this may be a bit too philosophical, but this is my podcast, so why the hell not? I really believe that it's a fun thing to ponder. How crazy is it that, you know, we've codified certain meaning into the words, and thanks to that I am able to express myself into your ear or into your speaker and somewhat communicate a certain meaning, and you will decodify it and make it yours and understand it in a way. But yet, it's almost impossible to truly, or to be honest, I think it is impossible to truly express a feeling, for example, or truly express an image. You know, we're telling a story, but the moment I'm telling you the story, you're already picturing it in your head, the way your head pictures it, the way your mind pictures those words and those emotions that may resound in your heart. So this is something to ponder, you know? Next time you're telling a story, or next time you're trying to understand what the other person is saying, or maybe you're arguing about something that is a bit out of this reality in terms that, you know, you cannot place it in front of you and look at it together and somewhat objectively decide what it is and how it is. Maybe take a step back and remember this idea that the way you perceive the reality and the way you communicate it is not exactly the way that someone else will perceive it and decodify the words that you're speaking or the emotions you're trying to describe in those words. So yeah, for this week, as I am about to go to Poland and then in a week from now go to Kuwait, from where I will continue the podcast and continue this adventure called life, I wanted to just share this appreciation episode about the friendships and about the value of them to me. And of course, this might vary, and there is nothing wrong in not having deep friendships with many people or even with one. You know, everyone is different and some people just really don't need it. But for me, it's probably one of the most important things. And maybe it is the most important thing because it is basically love. It's not necessarily intimate love or brotherly love, but is definitely an expression of love. And I would like to see more love in the world. So maybe that's one of the reasons why I've decided to share it with you. And also for you to maybe give a pat of a friendly gesture to your friends and give them the gratitude they deserve for sticking up with you, however horrible you are as a being. Sometimes I'm quite in awe how much people appreciate me, considering the many flaws and shortcomings that I present. But we're all work in progress, and I guess that's something to keep in mind, that maybe friends and people that care about you just see the best of you and see the potential in you that you might not recognize right now. So yeah, for this week, the challenge is be more aware of the subjective expressions you're projecting onto the world, and think about those that care about you and you care about them, and express it to them clearly. Don't wait till the moment you're leaving or they are departing to express that. I think love is something I've heard the other day by Alan Watts. I think that love is something that can be only experienced in the present. And for that, I would like to encourage you to experience it in the present by expressing it to others. So yeah, little friendly gesture out there. I hope you've enjoyed this. Make sure to check out other episodes, you know, drop me a line on my email if you'd like to express your own views on any of them. I'd love some feedback. And other than that, have a wonderful week. Stay happy, stay healthy, and I'll see you next time.